Annie Johnson, and as Hans said, I am absolutely very, very have been anticipating. I'm excited to be able to give the message that I have for you tonight. This actually has been brewing in me for about a week now, specifically for you, and this is the first opportunity that I've had to be able to share this with you. Tonight, you will be learning some information that has the potential to dramatically change the course of your business, to dramatically change the stress level of your business. And I promise you, by the time this hour is finished, you will have some direction for your business, you'll have direction for your life, and you're going to feel a relief off of your shoulders as far as how to do it and how should I be doing it and who should I be doing it with and what should I specifically be focusing on. And so by the time we're done in the next 54 minutes, I promise you, you're going to have the answers to questions such as that. For those of you, this is your very first time listening on a live Monday night call with DannyJohnson.com. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home with a lot of abuse, and my parents were drug addicts. When I heard about becoming an entrepreneur, I definitely didn't think that it was for me because I wasn't smart. I barely made it through school, and my family was very poor, grew up on welfare, and we just weren't the type of people that were going to succeed at anything. After a couple of months, I got the courage on a failure equation that even if I failed the top income earners' income by 90%, I still would be doing better than working a normal job. Well, after a series of events, I wound up failing for the first 6 months, then plugging into a training seminar, and came out of that in the first 8 days. I applied the information. I wound up making $4,000 all the way up to just under $21,000 in just a few short months. Ran off, got married, and after getting married, turns out the guy I married turned out to be a complete crook. My business had been stolen. My credit cards had been stolen. My bank account had been stolen. Here I wind up with $2.03 to my name, no income coming in, and a $35,000 debt, completely living homeless on the Big Island of Hawaii. Destitute, broke, suicide was my option number one. Option number two was to find some way to dig myself out of a hole. Once I figured out option number one wasn't an option, I started a business from using the information that I had used the year before with no product, no brochures, no phone, no physical address, no nothing. Started out of thin air, a whole nother business. Wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 the next my first full-time month. By my 10th month, my check had jumped up just under $87,000. By my end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had become a millionaire for the very first time. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, for the last ridiculous amount of years, as well as being married and having five children, now two grandchildren, have been just focusing on my personal business of building and developing people in my own personal sales force and helping people to make six figures, and some of them went on to making seven figures. 8 years ago, retired after being pregnant with baby number five, and in that retirement became miserable. Although I was loving being a mom and you know, baking things and you know, doing the domestic thing, I was miserable inside because I was not living out what I was literally called to do, and that was to help other people to succeed. And so I got pushed out into the marketplace with no borders, no boundaries, no limitations of company, product, service, country, race, religion, and have been able to, in the last 3.5 years, due to an amazing team here at Call to Freedom International, be able to go out and share the information of First Steps to Success, which is a training seminar system that has helped to develop countless testimonials. In fact, in 3.5 years, we've collected nearly 90,000 clients worldwide. I'm telling you, we span the globe, and that's who's on the phone right now. We have people from all over the world, some who've gotten up at 3 o'clock in the morning to listen to this call live, as well as others that have gotten up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning to listen to this live, no matter where they are in the world. And I want to welcome all of you from no matter what country, race, religion that you are a part of. Welcome to this team of entrepreneurs who are dedicated to helping you to succeed in your business and to help you get out of debt, to no longer wind up in any kind of financial bondage, and to see that completely broken off of your life. So the content that I have chosen for you tonight will be posted on our website. And so if you're not familiar with that website, I encourage you, go ahead and go now while we're talking together on the phone. Go get on the internet and go to DannyJohnson.com. Again, that's DannyJohnson.com. On that website, you're going to find a number of free training calls that are available that you can listen to streaming online on your website, on your computer, sorry. And so on that website, I'm going to show you tonight exactly how to use that site to be able to generate a consistent income using a free site that cost six figures to develop but will not cost you a thing. And so go ahead and check it out now. Fill out that membership form. You're going to wind up in our members area, and I'll show you how to make that members area make you profitable starting this week. So let's go ahead and talk about this. The point of tonight's call is this. How do you, various different people out there that are taking a look at your business venture right now or that is already working inside of your business venture, you need to understand that there's different areas that they have strengths in. And you need to understand that most of them, and I mean most, now you may be thinking right now, Danny, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know my people. What I am telling you is I've been at this industry for 18 years. That's a long time. 18 years. This has been my chosen profession for 18 years. I became a millionaire at 23 in this industry. I've made millions and millions of dollars in this industry, and I'm going to tell you that hasn't happened by accident. It has happened because it's been, number one, a chance that my God gave me to be able to succeed in the marketplace. Number two, I had to learn some hard lessons along the path. I had to go through some tough, costly mistakes in order to learn what I know today and to be able to have the kind of organization that we have today. Part was due to ignorance and lack of maturity. The other part was due to a lack of skill. And so if you're thinking right now, Danny, no, you don't know my business. My business cares about XYZ. My business really cares only about the product. I got to tell you that that might be true on one level, but I can guarantee you that the mass majority of the people that are working with you right now, they may tell you that they want to make a lot of money. They may tell you that they want to go to the top and be just like those testimonials that they've seen on our website or just like the testimonials that they saw at your last convention. They want to be that inspirational rags-to-riches story. But the truth is the vast majority of them do not think that they can. The vast majority of them truly believe that they might be able to eke out a few extra $100 a month. That is the vast majority. From there, you've got a next level that wants to make an extra $1,000 to $3,000 a month, and there's very few that have the confidence that think that they can actually even do that. But all of them tell you that they want to go all the way. All of them tell you they want to become debt-free. All of them tell you that they want to make it rich. But the reality is that you don't ever listen to what people say. You watch what they do. And so let me just kind of give you this three tiers. You got most of the people that you're working with and most of the people that you're prospecting right now, they really are looking to make a few extra $100 a month. From there you're talking about $1,000 to $3,000 a month. From there, then you've got those that think, oh, man, I want to make $8,000 a month, $10,000 a month, or even those that, you know, have this huge picture of over $100,000 a month or a couple million dollars a year. And so what happens when that is who your audience is, and when you make sure that you're speaking to the right audience, you're going to wind up having the highest closing ratios. But when your whole focus is what you want, and so here's the biggest mistake that I would say I see most people make that are anywhere from an amateur level of income, even up to those that earn six figures. Most people sell what they like most about their business. And so even when you look back to the very beginning, no matter what level of success it is that you're at right now, no matter what level of success that you're in, when you look back to the beginning, most of you did not get started to earn a six-figure income. Most people do not get started thinking that they're going to turn over, you know, and replace their full-time job. Most of them don't think that they will. But as time goes on, and as, you know, like several of my clients, you know, where they have gone from, you know, nothing to six-figure incomes inside of 1 year, many of them have forgotten that they did not think that they could in the beginning. Many of them forgotten that they got in to make a few extra $100 a month, or they got in to make a couple $1,000s a month, and they'd just be happy as a pig in slop if they could make that kind of money. So what we do when that we get excited about a certain level of income, we begin to really sell hard that level of income, and we begin to push out anybody that doesn't want to earn that kind of an income, even though what you need to understand is that majority of your business is going to be built on the people who want to make an extra couple $100 a month. That's where majority of your income is going to come from. The next level is $1,000 to $3,000 a month. That's the next level where majority of the people are going to come from. And so when we don't speak to that audience, all we are doing, when we don't speak to that audience, all we are doing is lessening the amount of people that are actually hearing us. I'm going to say that again. All we're doing is we are lessening the amount of people that actually hear us. So I believe in casting a huge net. And when you cast this huge net, you actually have access to 98% of the population who is dissatisfied in some way, shape, and form in their business. Now, what I'm going to be sharing with you for the rest of the night, in the next half an hour, the next 30 minutes, I'm going to be gleaning from some information that I actually taught live in a training seminar that needed some diagrams and things like that that you need to see visually. But I know that you are going to come to a place where you're going to say, man, that just makes sense. And boy, I've been talking to the wrong group, and I've been isolating this whole other group. And what I want to make sure that you're not doing is that you're not isolating the vast majority of the people, because you're isolating down to a small group of people that have the cocky ego to say, oh, yeah, I think I can make $100,000 my first year. Let me tell you, the average American does not think that they can do that. They just don't. In fact, when they ask you, is that possible? Most of them, honestly, are looking for a lottery ticket. That's the truth. Most of them are looking for an easy way to do something. And so here's what I want to tell you. There's about, I'm going to say, four different areas for your business that you can focus on. And I want to make sure, again, that you're making sure that you are speaking to a broad audience whenever you are prospecting, whenever you're bringing somebody to whenever you're inviting somebody to a business presentation, when you're inviting somebody to see a DVD or listen to a conference call or however it's way that you promote your opportunity, that you are not isolating that you're not putting off and putting out a tiny little net, but that you're casting a huge net. And what you do is you let an incubation period be able to mature them to where they start to believe that they can. In fact, if you're a pro member, you got a power play from me last Friday. And in that power play, I began to touch on a couple of these things. And repetition is the mother of skill. And when I brought this on you last Friday, I want to know, did you do it? Did you make any change through the weekend in the audience that you were speaking to? Again, don't ever just speak about what you're excited about. You want to cast a large net, get other people excited about what they are personally excited about. So, again, cast a big net. You put them through your system, which most of your systems incorporate DannyJohnson.com website. Our website is used for the incubation period. And during that incubation period, that is where they begin to grow. That's where they begin to be nourished. That's where they begin to be able to develop in their beliefs, develop in their skill, develop in their action, meaning wanting to take action to move their business forward. And when they do that, now the belief starts kicking in. You see, I got started because of a failure equation. I figured if I fail by 90%, it takes me 20 years, I still would be doing better in that business than I would be doing working at JCPenney's. That was the whole reason why I got started. Not because I thought I'd become a six-figure income earner. Not because I thought I'd make $5,000 a month. My hope was just to make a few hundred dollars a month, eventually be able to replace my full-time income, and just not have a boss, not have to deal with gossip, you know, on the job, not having to deal with somebody telling me what do I have to do and where I have to be. And so that was the reason why I got started. And so you must know that the majority of the people that you're talking to, this is why they're listening to you. So you make sure that you're talking to them based on what they want to hear and not based on what you want them to do, based on what you think they can do. I don't want you to talk to them about what you think they can do. I want you to find out what they think they can do. And don't belittle what they think they can do. Let the incubation process begin to grow their belief, begin to grow their decision-making process to take action, be able to grow their skill level as they're learning and applying. As those things happen, it's just like Christina Farkas, man. This is incredible. I remember when Andy and Christina first came to the first seminar. In fact, Andy came to Phoenix, Arizona 2 years ago, February was his first seminar. And I remember it being a small little seminar, 120 people. And I remember him coming to me on a break saying, hey, I left. My girlfriend gave me permission to not be at her birthday party this weekend so that I could come to this training. Will you say happy birthday to her? And I remember getting on the cell phone and saying, happy birthday, Christina, and, you know, God bless you, and da-da-da-da. The next month, Christina came to First Steps to Success. Do you know what's happened to this couple in 2 years? This couple in 2 years have paid off debt, a ridiculous amount of debt. This couple in 2 years went from struggling in their business, struggling financially. They had been living together for like 12 years. I actually had the privilege of being able to perform the ceremony. They got married out of coming out of a First Steps. They got married. They got their lives right with their maker. They wound up quadrupling now their income in 2 years. They just bought their first property. And let me just read this to you. She said, prior to coming to First Steps to Success, I was a person struggling with my relationships to then my boyfriend and with my God. Thanks to this incredible training, me and my husband have a great relationship with God. Put him first above anything else. Our marriage is passionate, loving, and we have never been more in love with each other. My husband became so valuable at his job that his boss would pay him anything to keep him there, thanks to Danny's training. We have quadrupled our income and just bought our first property. They live in Southern California, and they've just bought their first property. Thank you, Danny and Hans, Christina Farkas. This was just sent to me Tuesday, March 20th. That's crazy. Friends, here's what I know. That if you do what it takes, as what Christina has done. And when Christina and Andy first got started, they did not believe that they were going to make, they didn't believe they were going to quadruple their income. They didn't know how, let alone that it was possible. But they got into an incubation period. You see, whoever casted that net to Andy casted a broad net that, hey, you can make a few extra $1,000 a month or a few hundred dollars a month, brought them through a system. And in that system, they were able to now start to take steps and take tangible things that they could use, that they felt comfortable that they could use. What was that? Well, they heard about getting out of debt. They learned about paying off debt. They learned about being able to give. And here's the trippiest thing. They started to implement that immediately, and they started to grow in the area of their strengths. And as they've done this, now they've been to a number of First Steps, several Creating a Dynasties. In fact, they got married out of Creating a Dynasty. Isn't this crazy? Think about this, my friends. This is nuts to me. Did they ever imagine in 2 years, did they ever imagine February 2005 that they would change their life that much? I know the answer is no. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt the answer is no. I think they were just hoping not to fail, to be honest with you. I know these people. In fact, their picture's on my desk right now. I know their goal was not to fail. But look at them now. Whoa. Their whole life is dramatically different. Bought their first property? Oh, my gosh. Second year in marriage? Not even. It's been a year that they've been married, a little over a year. And they bought their first property. That is mind-boggling to me. That is amazing to me. From struggling and frustration to now success. How? They found where they could succeed. They grabbed onto something in the incubation process. In that incubation period, they grabbed onto something they could apply to their lives right now, and that was about debt. That's what it was about. They found something they could begin to succeed in. And as they started to see success in that area, then they started to take steps in other areas. It began to build itself. I want to tell you something. Write this down. Confidence builds on itself. And it takes little tiny steps of confidence. It takes little tiny steps moving in the same direction. I'm going to tell you about my husband, Hans. Several years ago, this is so funny. Hans and I have been together 16 years. And in those 16 years, when we first got together, my husband was the epitome of unbelievable fitness. And for the first several years that we were together, he had been working so hard that he just like totally did not, you know, care about that anymore and still stayed very fit. But he would say 7 years in a row, he's like, gosh, I got to work out. Man, I got to get back in the gym. Gosh, I need to work out. Man, I need to get back in the gym. And then finally, like the fifth, sixth, and seventh, I'm like, dude, you have been saying that for 5 years. Dude, you've been saying that for 6 years. Man, dude, it has been 7 years you've been saying that. And finally, he just went, oh, my gosh, I have to stop saying that. And his goal then was this, to set a goal just to walk through the doors of the gym. It wasn't to lose 10 pounds. It wasn't to bench 350. It wasn't to do 6 days a week of working out. That was not his goal. He did not set a goal that he would fail at. He set a goal that he clearly knew he could achieve. And at that time, after 7 years of not walking into the gym, after 7 years of not doing anything athletic, after 7 years of not doing anything for his health, his goal was, if I just show up and I walk through the door, I have succeeded today. And he did, and you can't even imagine what he did. Oh, not only did he lose body fat, but he gained 10 pounds of muscle, and oh, my gosh, he looked better than he ever did when I met him when he was 18. And so the same thing applies is what I'm saying to Christina. We all have places in our business that we feel confident that we can do. Now, let me go through a couple of different areas that I want you to look at. Now, one is retail. Okay, that's one area. Now, that's one area that most people can succeed in. No question, hands down, and that's where most people start. Now, retail is where I started after I was homeless. I knew that I could successfully get people started on that product. I did not have confidence in bringing people in as a business associate with me. I did not want to build an organization. I didn't want to build a sales force. I didn't want to because I was afraid of somebody stealing it from me because someone had stolen it from me the year before. So why waste my time? To me, I'm going to have a store with weight loss products, and this is what I'm going to market. And so retail is a great place for people to start, great place for people to build their confidence. Now, let me give you a couple clues on this. Two different ways to go at retail. One is one-on-one, okay? One-on-one retail, meaning one person by one person. Number two is mobilizing a group of people that give you referrals, mobilizing a group of people in a home presentation system, like having some people over. We've all seen these. In fact, I've got one on my desk today. My kitchen is full of their stuff. Party plans that sell cookware, party plans that sell knives, party plans that sell burping plastic. I almost said their name. You understand what I'm saying. There's all kind of, makeup parties, things like that, candle parties. There's so many different models out there that work this. And I got to tell you, some of the most successful companies in the direct sales industry are straight retail companies, cosmetic companies. In fact, the number one direct sales company in the world, $6 billion a year, is cosmetics. They run it through a catalog and home presentations, both one by one and mobilizing a group of people. So how can you make that even more successful? If you go to my website, once you are in the members area, you'll be in the archives call areas in the vault. In that vault, you'll find a number of different calls. A, how do you turn your retail customer into a business associate with you? How do you get referrals? What kind of follow-up systems should you use to pull the maximum amount of profits of your retail client base? And so there's a number of calls that are free on the site to be able to help you. So that can help you just starting off the bat, just go ahead and go there. But here's what's key and important. You got to be a product of your product. You obviously have heard from everybody. You got to use it. You got to believe in it. And you got to make it like it is your own. And so you were the one that invested $400,000 into it yourself. Okay. Now, parties are a great way to explode volume throughout the month. And I mean explode volume, but you got to know how to work them. There is a system in working parties that help your sales to absolutely increase like crazy and to mobilize your friends to pass out more information about your product. Like I said, I mean, I have a catalog on my desk. Why? It isn't because somebody in my office is selling it. It's because somebody in our office knows somebody else who's selling it and said, hey, I'm having a party. They went to a party and said, hey, Danny, I know you like this stuff. Do you need to place an order? And sure enough, I had some things I needed to replace. And so it's important that you learn what it takes and get the skill to maximize those parties, to maximize a retail base. Let me give you a quick thing. When I first started out, when I was homeless, I did it one-to-one. I would read a script kind of like this, kind of like Irene Anderson. This story is going to blow your stinking mind. Listen to this. She says, I just got started in my business when I found Danny. I listened to her advice, and I wanted to begin my business exactly the same way that she did. So I got out a Sharpie and a piece of paper, put up a handwritten sign at my post office, and the calls came in. All I did was read the script from her script book, and I have 100% closing ratio so far. Insane, she says. I don't have a clue what I'm doing or what my product contains. All I know is her system just works. First Steps to Success in LA was not only a blast, but it was so helpful. I feel like the lid on my thinking has been blown off, and I will never be the same. My life is about to seriously change. I cannot wait. So there you go. There's somebody that just kept it very simple. Well, in the very beginning, as you just heard, as I read from Irene's testimony, is that I handwrote a flyer, I put it up, I got a voicemail number, and they called the voicemail. I handwrote a script, read the script, I told a lot of stories. And if you're going to focus on retail, and if that's a great strength for you, you must have an arsenal of testimonials. Testimonials of people who couldn't afford your product. Testimonials of people who wanted to wait but decided to get it right away. Testimonials of people who have had success on your product that love it, that love every part of it. You need that. So when you go one-to-one, let me give you one tip of expanding your one-to-one. I retailed so much product. In fact, I got 100 customers in a month. So with that 100 customers in a month, okay, watch what happened. And those are fresh, brand-new customers. And I had also had a bunch of repeat customers, made $6,500 straight retail. I made $50 per product that I had marketed. Now, so with the retail, what I would do is I would set up one appointment for 1 hour and have 10 people show up at the same time to collect their products and talk to them in a small group setting. So that way I was not spending 10 hours delivering product. I spent 1 hour. So I'd spend hours in the morning booking those appointments and saying, okay, I can meet with you at 11 o'clock right in front of Long's Drugstore right in Kona, which is where I'd been living at the time. And so there I would go, Long's, and I would meet 10 customers. I'd have my trunk pulled open, and there was my product. Obviously, this is after my first 4 days, and I wound up making $2,000, reinvesting that into more inventory, and met with those clients 10 at a time. Okay, so that's one way to obviously better use of your time. Set appointments right then and there. Hey guys, I'm going to do a few three ways with you. And so, you know what, Mark, Steve, and Glenda, I have a time slot available 3 days from now. I'm going to call the three of you all at once. We're going to three-way each other in and make sure that you guys are using the products right and you're getting the results that you want. Why did I do that? Number one, it created a community. First of all, a community. Why do you think these weight loss centers work so well? So it was a because it's a community of people, you know, Weight Watchers being one example. That is a community of people all working towards the same goal. They help each other to succeed. So I got my clients creating a community amongst each other, a support system for them. I don't care what kind of product or services that you have. If you're following up with your people, making sure that they're using it and that they're enjoying it, that's awesome. There's this kind of camaraderie that gets developed. So I would do that. So it wouldn't take as long to make those follow-up calls. Next thing that I'm going to give you is this. Is that then, let me think. I think it was March. Yeah, it was March, and I had started December 26th. So in March, I wound up inviting, I rented a little hall, and it was really, really cheap to rent this little hall. Found this really cheap little hall, rented it out, and I invited my clients to come from my retail clients in my client base. I called my clients. I said, you know what, do you feel like at all that I've helped you in any way, shape, or form? And they would say, yes, you know, man, thank you so much for supporting me and da, 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 da. And I said, I wonder if there's any way you could help me out. I'm actually having some people to come and scrutinize the business that I am working, and they're coming to take a look at the company and take a look at the products as a viable business for themselves to generate extra income. And it would just be so awesome. I'm basically doing a live infomercial, and you would be one of those testimonies that you see on the television. But it would just be live right here. So it would be so awesome if you would come and support me. Well, I invited a number of them. I had 45 of them show up. That was my entire group of people that was in that meeting, and they were all my retail clients. I did a business presentation. I had most of them stand up and give a testimony and wound up closing out the room and doing $74,000 worth of sales volume in just 4 days of the first part of my recruiting. And so that's another way to move people through. And again, on the website, there's more free information about how you can do that. Also, I just basically give you 5 minutes of information that is in 10 hours of North Carolina. 10 hours of North Carolina, it's live in North Carolina. If you're on the website, click on Success Tools. Go ahead and click there now if your computer's not hibernating. Go ahead, click it. So right there you see Success Tools. In there. Now scroll down a little bit and you'll see it's a green and white case with this face on the front of it. It says live in North Carolina. Okay, right there. I just gave you just 5 minutes that's off of that 10 hours worth of training materials that are on there. So if you want more of that, click add to cart. Okay, number two. Oh, actually, let me give you another thing on retail. Thank yous. Oh my gosh, these are so important. Friends, this is what you must realize. You are representing your own personal company. You're representing your own personal business. Have you ever been in a business in your local area where they are just, they're jerks? Have you ever been? I just had an experience, for example, with an eye doctor, where the eye doctor is really nice, but his front office manager is a wench. Oh, my gosh. The two times I've been in there, ooh, she is rude. She's obnoxious. She's short. She belittles. She embarrassed me in front of my kids as well as the rest of the people waiting in the waiting room. So guess what? I'm done. I just went to a new eye doctor today. Great front office manager, great eye doctor. They've got my business as well as the rest of my family's business now. Why? Because that woman in the other office was a jerk. She was an absolute jerk. Pathetic people skills. I mean, she was raunchy and rude. Well, she just lost business. She just actually tarnished the reputation of that eye doctor, if only the guy knew. So here's what's important. You need to treat this, whatever this business is that you are in, as though it is yours. And what kind of reputation do you want in your local area? That will be determined by what you do in your local area. So every one of my clients got a thank you card. And so using the technique of form, which is being able to get to know who they are, their family, you know, their kids and what they like to do and birthdays and what they do on their job, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, what they like to do for fun. I would make sure to spend some time with each one of those clients. I'm not talking a lot of time, 5 minutes, getting to know who they are. And in a thank you card, definitely saying thank you so much for making an investment in what it is in your future. I'm excited to be able to work with you. And by the way, I hope Joey won his soccer game, and I'm looking forward to you having the results on the product so that you can go on that trip to Florida or whatever. So I would just jot in there so that they would know that that I was listening, and it would make them feel good. Have you ever gotten a card like that in the mail from a perfect stranger before? How does that make you feel? Didn't that make you feel awesome? Didn't it make you feel special? Didn't it make the person look like they were set apart? My friends, this is 2007. These are tiny little things that you can do that will set you apart from the rest. You know, I've been a part of some of those home presentations where I've gone in to buy candles or buy kitchen gadgets, and guess what? Never once have gotten a thank you card from the person I bought it from. Didn't get a thank you card from the host. Didn't get a thank you card from the sales rep itself. I'm like, you're an idiot. That is just idiotic. You could have had more repeat business from me had you not treat me like I was nothing but a MasterCard number. And I'm telling you, your clients feel the same way. People are not loyal to products. They're loyal to people. And thank you cards help to start to develop that relationship and compels other people to want to promote what you have. How do you become the number one stop shop that people want to go to for whatever it is that you are offering? How do you do that? My friends, we have become that. In the marketplace, DannyJohnson.com has become that. We become a one-stop shop for multiple companies. We become a one-stop shop for tens of thousands of representatives worldwide. Why? Because we are not treating you like you're just another number. We want to see you succeed. Why do we have this free stuff available? Why do I go the extra mile? Why in the world am I taking my time right now where I'm financially independent? I don't need to be doing this call right now. Why do I spend an hour, 2 hours in preparing a call to be able to talk to you and I don't even know you? Why would I do that? Because I'm more dedicated to your success and more oftentimes than what you are. Because I have a reputation that I want to uphold out in the marketplace as somebody that really, truly wants to help you to succeed. This is why we at our office go the extra mile in a number of different ways to help you to succeed. Why have we earned the reputation? Because there are strategic things that we've done. If you've ever gotten into one of our classes, for example, you got a handwritten card from my office saying thank you. We are so looking forward to working with you in the next month and prospecting and closing. Do you understand? So send that. Don't be lazy and don't think it doesn't make a difference. It makes a huge difference. If you're going to be competitive in 2007, you're going to have to do things differently than what the rest of the amateur salespeople have done in the past. Okay, here's another one. There's some of you that are not in a home-based business, and there's some of you, like for example, I am coaching an entire school. It's a private little school that's been failing for years. And I've basically taken the head of that school and I'm coaching them on how to help their business to succeed. And so here's what I look at also. It's the same. I know there's missionaries on the phone listening right now. There's school teachers on the phone listening. And there's some of you that raise money in different charitable organizations. Let me tell you something. Here's a prime example. Whatever organization you're a part of, and if you have volunteers a part of that organization and you are not recognizing those volunteers or you're not sending a thank you card to those volunteers, you're missing the boat. You are so missing the boat, it's pathetic. When it comes time to volunteering again, guess what? They somehow are going to be a little too busy. It's the same for people out there trying to raise money to go on a trip or raise money to support an orphanage or whenever. It happens to me all the time, and it's sad, but this is the truth. And I always have to do a heart check on me, but I'm not everybody. And so, for example, have you ever just gotten consistent letters in the mail from people who are just constantly asking you for money? I get this every day. I get things in the mail. People want me to give them money because they know I'm a giver. It's sad and pathetic. Not trying to build a relationship. No. Not only that, for example, let's say that you are running an organization and, for example, I'll just tell you this right here. I'm helping this little school and they've got some volunteers that have stepped up. And I told the head of the school, I said, listen, I said, are you sure that you're sending them thank you cards? She goes, oh, yeah, Mrs. So-and-so is sending those thank you cards. I said, you're missing the boat. I said, who cares about a thank you card from that secretary? They could care less about the secretary. If someone is volunteering at a school, why are they volunteering at the school? Are they volunteering at the school for the administrator? No. Are they volunteering at the school for the principal? No. They're volunteering for the kids. That's why they're volunteering. So you don't have that, you know, cold card come out. Big deal. That's just like business as usual. I said, you have the third grade class draw pictures. Thank you so much for helping our school. If it wasn't for you, our bathrooms wouldn't have been fixed. We are so blessed. Thank you so much, and we pray that God blesses you. Have the third grade draw pictures, all of that kind of stuff. You want to ensure that volunteer comes back. Bless them where it matters to them. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. Okay, same with if you're a missionary trying to raise money. So sad, usually people that you are trying to get money from, they hear about you only when you need money. Either that or you send them a report about what you did and then they don't hear about you till next year when you want to go again. Get a grip. Get a clue. Folks, you cannot be using people like that. You need to establish relationship. If that person is sowing into it and it is Africa, it's because they care about Africa, then you better be sending them information about Africa, maybe directly from the kids that are being affected from it, or whatever it is that your call is. It's the same with your retail. It is the same with your prospecting. It's the same in your business, my friends. You've got to get yourself out of this MasterCard mindset. You got to get your eyes out of the dollar sign eyes and into, wow, what can I do to really help other people succeed? What can I do to really make an impact here? What can I do to be the one-stop shop for everybody to want to come to do business with? I am sharing my secrets tonight. I am telling you what that is. Usury sucks, and any lame suck can use it. I'm sorry, and I'm sure I'm going to get some hate email on that, but there's so much usury in so many different places it makes me want to throw up. And we are not here tonight to raise up a group of entrepreneurs who are going to use people for their benefit. No. This has to be a co-laboring situation. What does a co-laboring mean? That means you scratch my back, I scratch yours. That means I will help you. And I will not necessarily expect for you to help me in return, but I'm going to make sure that you know how much I appreciate you. It makes me sick. It really does. I mean, every single time I get a letter in the mail, I'm like, oh, how pathetic. It's usury. It's sick. So, friends, don't you be using your retail clients in that way. Really impact. You want to have these people be your client 10 years from now. Because if you build a client base like that, they will be out there mobilized on your behalf. Saying, hey, my friend is marketing this, and that is where you need to get this. That when they're in their own little center of influence, and let's say that they're not a rep in your business, but somebody brings up a health issue, and let's say you have a health product, you want it to be that you have so impacted that retail client that they are mobilized on your behalf. And when they meet somebody that has a cold, and they say, oh, my gosh, my friend Mark is awesome. And he is so incredible, and he has helped me with so much, and he has got a product that you got to look at. This is so going to help you. It's helped me. It's helped my son. You got to call him. In fact, let me call him and give you your phone number, because you do not want to not do this. My friends, that's how I am with those who have impacted me. That when I get wrapped around something, you can't shut me up about it. I'm the best thing that could ever happen in somebody else's retail business. Only if, and I'm going to say it again, only if they've been wise enough to establish a relationship. Only if it's a relationship that is going to keep that hair client in your chair when you screw up on her. Only relationship is the only thing that's going to keep her there. And that's it. Got to move on. Number two, prospecting, inviting. Three different markets, warm, luke, and cold. Again, there's an incubation period with warm, luke, and cold market. Not everything is presto microwave right now, and you need to realize that. There are strategies that you can use. And once you possess a skill, there are strategies you can use. There are strategies you can learn. First steps, we give those strategies on how you could clearly make things happen presto now. But I'm going to tell you, the vast majority of us do not have presto now. So if it's not presto now, you better make sure that you are casting a huge net, and using in that net an incubation period. What does that look like? Number one, You need to realize if you are prospecting, you're inviting people to take a look at your opportunity to become a business associate or business partner with you. You're a business developer. You are not a short-term salesman out to make a quick buck. You're a business developer. I don't care if you want to make $300 a month. I don't care if you want to make $1,000 or $2,000. I don't care if you want to make $100,000 or $200,000 a year. You're a business developer. And if you treat the prospects the way I just talked about treating the retail clients, now there are some that are just next. Now I'm going to tell you, the vast majority of the people that you are talking to, you need to have them into an incubation period. What does that mean? Obviously, autoresponder is part of it. If you're prospecting a lot of people, man, hire your teenage 15-year-old daughter that's got nice print and have her send out handwritten notes out to some of the people that you've prospected. I want you to imagine right now, go back to when you were looking for a home-based business. I want you to look at how many times you responded to something and how many people actually called you back. It's very few is the amount of times that you actually responded. So the people that called you back, why did you join the one that you got started with? I can guarantee you it wasn't the compensation plan. 99.9% of the time, it wasn't the comp plan. It wasn't the product. It wasn't the company. 99% of the time, it was the person. You made a connection with the person. So I want you to imagine that if some of the people that were trying to prospect you, number one, cared about you. Number two, they made a connection with you. Number three, they wrapped the entire presentation about what was most important to you versus what was most important to them. Instead of boring you with their excitement about something you could care less about, could you imagine if they wrapped it all around what was important to you, whether it was important to you that you said, I want to get out of debt, or I want to go on a vacation, or I hate my job and I want to get out of it. Could you imagine then if you made a good connection with them, and let's say that you gave the good old classic, I need to think about it, and a couple days later you got a handwritten card in the mail. Just wanted to say thank you so much for your time. I truly believe that you have the kind of qualities, the kind of person that will succeed no matter what it is you choose to do. I hope through this period, and I hope you went to check out DannyJohnson.com. I hope that maybe you find exactly what you're looking for. It was nice meeting you. Good luck. God bless. Here's my contact information. Real simple. Maybe even documenting something that you heard about their personal life in that card. You would open, I want you to imagine opening that card, reading that card, and just going, oh my gosh, whoa. Now, I'm not saying you send a thank you card out to every single prospect, but the ones that you know and that you discern, you know what, this person's got it. This person can do it. I'm not saying this person's got it to make a six-figure income. I'm not saying this person can do it to make $200,000 a year. No. I'm saying this person's got it. They've got a good, you know, strong background. You know, they've done things. They've got skills in certain areas. They've got a hunger and a desire. If they want to make $300 a month, and if that's where their belief is right now, then, hey, you know what? I'd much rather have 20 of those than one hotshot starfish who comes in and says, oh, I'm going to do something, I'm going to do that, and then they fall off the face of the planet. I hope you're catching me, because there's far many more of those, of the guys that will go out and work $300 to $500 a month making that kind of money, which means they're generating, what, thousands of dollars in volume monthly for you. Thousands of dollars monthly for themselves. They're loving it and they're having a blast. Versus the one guy who comes in, he says he's going to do this, he's going to do that, he's going to light the world on fire, and then you never see him again. And yet most of you are looking for the guy that's going to say what you want to hear. You're looking for the guy that's going to make promises and not keep them. And you're missing out on this whole other group. And so there's something to think about. It's based on relationship. If you were running a company, what kind of reputation would you want that company to have? What kind of voice do you want it to have? How do you want people's impressions of it to be? Would you want it to be salesy, pushy, convincing? Or would you want it to be, you know what, I trust these guys. These guys are good people. I like them. It's about long-term relationships, my friend. And when it comes to inviting people to take a look at a business, you have to understand that there is an incubation period. And most of the people that you're inviting think they can make a few extra $100 a month. There's a few that think they can make a couple $1,000s a month. The vast majority who say they want to make $100,000 a year are lying their butts off. The vast majority of them are lying. They're telling you exactly what they want, what you want to hear. The truth is, as long as they stay in the incubator long enough, if they stay in that nourishing factor long enough, they will make that extra $500 a month. And if they stay even longer and they're plugging in to trainings, they're coming in on calls like this, they're listening to audios, plugging into a First Steps Now and Again, they're going to get their income up to $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month. But there is a process. And in that process, they're being nourished. They're being nourished with belief and skill. They're being nourished with persistence and tenacity. They're being nourished with vision and desire and passion. And as they're being nourished with those things, now they start going, you know what, I think I can make 1,000. I think I can make 2,000 or 3,000. And when they get to that place, if they stay in that incubator, how will they stay in? You better recognize them. You better thank you card them. You better appreciate them. And as you do that, then they start to believe, oh, my gosh, I'm going to go for the 5,000, 6,000 a month, 7,000 a month, 8,000 a month. That's how it happens. Nobody just comes out of the chutes thinking they're going to get it all. They don't. Most people, and I am in the most people category, are hoping just not to fail. Dang, isn't that so true? It makes me want to cry. Most people are just in that category that they're hoping not to fail. You want to make sure that you're helping people to believe. Let's move on. It brings me back. The third area is meetings. You know, there's wonderful, wonderful people that have found their position inside of your organization. They love setting up those meetings. They love organizing them. They love setting up the product display and the whiteboard. They love getting the DVD ready. They love that. And that's their place that they serve inside of this organization. And oftentimes we want to pounce on them and belittle them and say, come on, man, you got to do something. They are doing something. They're taking some time out of their crazy negative life and coming and plugging into you. They're taking time out of their crazy, busy, stressful, no fun life, and they're getting some social interaction, which is what they want out of it. There is that group of people. They use your products. They serve inside your organization. They add to the atmosphere, and oftentimes you feel guilty because they're not making money. Guess what? Many of them are not there to make money. They are there because they just want to be around you, because you're better than going to a bar, because maybe even you're better than their church. Maybe you're better than their abusive marriage. That's why they're there. And so you have to learn how to grow in your maturity to stop just selling what you want done. You have to learn to recognize that there's people there inside of your business for a number of different reasons. And one of them is the social interaction. One of them is they're a part of something that's bigger than themselves, that they feel like they're contributing in some way. It's the same person that would volunteer for a school or volunteer in an orphanage or volunteer at a rehab center. It's the same. There are those beautiful, wonderful people that you have in your organization that are faithful to your products or services. They're there to serve. They're there to add something. Don't feel guilty that they're not making what you think they should be making. They don't want to, otherwise they would be. And don't try to press them to do something that they don't want to do. They're showing you what they want to do. And it's okay if that's you. If I'm talking to you right now and you are that one that this is an outlet for you, don't you dare feel guilty about that. Don't you dare feel guilty that if you're not making what you think your leader wants you to make. Don't you feel guilty about that. You're serving, and without you, the organization would not be where it is today. Without you, without your smile, and without your helps, and without your consistency and your dependence, without all of those gifts that you bring to the table, without that beautiful smile and the atmosphere you bring, the whole organization wouldn't be where it's at today. And so you know that you're making an impact there. Yeah. When you're running meetings, there's a couple quick things that I want you to just learn from. Number one, edification is number one and hugely important, hugely important. Number two, testimonials, fresh new testimonials each and every week are hugely important. They need to be no more than 30 seconds. If it's a product or service testimonial, it needs to be no more than 15 seconds. So if it's a testimonial for the business, no more than 30 seconds. If it's a product or service testimonial, it needs to be no more than 15 seconds. You want to make sure that you follow good etiquette, great etiquette. There's a number of things, I don't know, 15 different things as far as etiquette goes to put on a very successful presentation, whether it's in a home, a hotel, or a seminar or whatever. There's a number of different things. In fact, you can find that information. If you're in the Success Tools area, click on Presentation Success System. Right there, there's two CDs in there. It's ridiculously inexpensive. It's made people tens of thousands of dollars. It has increased my clients' closing ratios, 90% closing ratios for presentations. You need to listen to that over and over and over again because there's so much meat in there, it's going to boggle your mind. But those are three things: good etiquette, fresh new stories, excellent edification. Number four, make sure that your message is clear and you're speaking to the right audience. Then there's Saturday meetings, there's Saturday trainings, or whatever, Thursday night training calls or whatever. Make sure that you keep those things very simple and that you only cover the basics. Don't get into leadership topics on a conference call. Don't get into leadership trainings on a Saturday training. That's ridiculous. It's not the format for it. The people that are in the room should always be new people, and you're talking over their head if you're talking about those things. It's the basics. This is how you use the product or service. Go ahead and make a list of names. This is the scripts you want to use. This is the next presentation. Invite people to it. Real simple. This is how you're going to get paid for what you do. Real simple. Keep it basic. Keep a clear objective and close out the room. The fourth and final point is this. This is the next level. So we get started with retail, went to inviting, then on to business presentations and trainings, and then the fourth and final, one, two, three, four, is building other people's paychecks. You see, it's through the incubation process. So I started in the incubator with retail. Then I moved into prospecting. I moved into prospecting, inviting people to meetings and doing little Saturday trainings. And then when I got through that incubation process of my whole focus, and still to this day, my entire focus is building other people's paychecks. That's where you now are coming into a different leadership role. That whether it's a brand new person, you're just getting started, and you help him make $300 his first week, or $500 their first month, or $2,000 their first month. The whole focus being building other people's paychecks, promoting other people to the next level. How do you do that? There is an art to that. I'm going to give you three very simple things that can be done there. Number one is the three-meeting plan. If you're going to our website, you're going to find the three-meeting plan. It is about duplication. It's acceleration of duplication. It's one little module that you can use with whatever business model that you're using. This module of the three-meeting plan does this. It gets you at a higher quality prospect. It creates an income instantly within 48 to 72 hours for your brand new person, which means it creates an income for yourself as well. So it gets you at a higher quality prospect, far more prospects, absolutely free. So it brings you a higher quality, a higher number, free, and it creates an income for the brand new person. That's the three-meeting plan. Number two is leveraging. It's leveraging activity inside your organization. I'm going to give you two calls that you can go listen to. August 30th of 2004 and October 25th of 2004. So August 30th, 2004, October 25th, 2004. You have to be a pro member in order to get into those archived calls. Those are advanced calls. Leveraging, building a fire. Building activity out of thin air, creating momentum out of thin air. That's building other people's paychecks. And number three, for the quickest form of duplication, for the most advanced level of motivation, for the quickest way with the least amount of mistakes, with the highest return on investment, a massive steroid in the incubator for belief, a major steroid for skills, a major steroid for momentum and activity and motivation is first steps to success. That is our system that makes all four of these things go accelerated. It's all four of these things on steroids. You want to build a fast retail client base that is promoting you. You want to build a prospecting machine where you're building it, where you're developing huge numbers of people all at once. You want to have meetings that are closing things at 90% that are duplicating quickly, and you want to see leadership rise up that do not need you. They are totally independent. First steps to success is the answer for that. So there you have it. There you have it. There you have it. There you have it. Four things: retail, inviting, meetings, building other people's paychecks. I've given you a lot, and friends, in that half an hour, 45 minutes that I've just given you, that's a half an hour, 45 minutes. Man, North Carolina's got 10 hours on audio. Obviously, in Baltimore, Maryland, coming up April 14th and 15th, that's only if you want an accelerated plan. That's only if you want to totally pay off your debt in the next 5 to 7 years. That's only if you're tired of frustration and you want to move into more of a way of building your business easier, that it feels prestigious, that you're building your confidence, that you're not worried, you're not wondering, you're not striving, but instead you're like, yeah, man, I can do this. Like what's happened to our clients that I've just finished reading about. These are two people that are First Steps graduates. You just heard those results that they got. So no matter whether you are that person that wants to make an extra $500 a month or $1,000 or $2,000 a month, these steps you can do. Find your place where you can build your confidence. Or if you're the guy that wants to go to six figures, no matter what, everything that's for free on that website that you can direct other people to, everything that's in that free members area, those 30 calls that are available, the quick start training call, that's available for you to be able to build your business, and it does not cost you time or money there. You're directing other people. You have 10 people listening to those calls at the same time while you're still prospecting other people. But no matter what I say, there's three types of people. The first type person is the one right now saying, you know what, Danny, I'm just going to keep on the path that I'm on. You know what? We bless you. God bless you. And I hope and pray that you get the results that you are seeking. Meanwhile, I strongly encourage you, just go check out the free stuff on the site. Why don't you test us? Test our system. Listen to one archived call every day. It's a free membership. You are not going to lose anything at all. So if you listen to one call a day, 1 hour a day, then look 30 days from now and say, you know what, did I benefit from that or not? I promise you, you're going to benefit something from that free website. So go get yourself registered now. Number two is a person that says, I need to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate, to consider. I totally understand, and that was me. I was so afraid of failing that I was so afraid of making another decision because the decisions I had made in the past, I had failed, and I had lost the courage to step up and make a new decision for my future. I totally understand where you're at. And so if that's you, but if you're a real, true think-it-over person, go over to our website. Go here now. Type in your browser, dannyjohnson.com/video. There's a video there that you can use to build your business. There's a video there that even if you never come to a First Steps, even if you never use any of our tools, we've invested thousands of dollars into that video. In fact, it costs us money every single month to have that video playing. The bandwidth is unbelievable that we invest into everybody's businesses out there in the marketplace. But we have people using that video to prospect. They're using that video as an incubator, as part of the incubation period for their prospects. You can use it for the same. Go check out both those videos yourself. Look at the testimonials on the right-hand and the left-hand side of all the pages that are on the website. Go ahead and read the information on First Steps to Success. Everything's 100% money-back guarantee. If you feel like that, you know, you've learned all this before, you didn't hear anything new, and there's nothing helpful, we give you your money back. So if you're a real think-it-over person, do your due diligence. Go ahead and spend some time on that site. Get to know it. And look at that site from the perspective of a prospect. What would a prospect think about that site? I'll tell you what they think. I can tell you what they think, but I'd much rather you see it from your own perspective. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people claim to us they've used our site as the first contact, and they've signed people up from our site into their business opportunity. Why? It's a six-figure site. That's why. The site gets results designed to get results. The third type person is the one that we're looking for, and that's the person that says, yes, it makes sense. I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of being on the slow path. I'm tired of working harder than I need to. How do I become one of those stories in that amount of time? How do I do what Kathy has done, where I've cut my hours from 80 hours a week down to 25 and make 300% more money? How do I do that? Well, and she was already a six-figure income earner. How do you do that? Well, if you truly are a number three type person, go right now to the website. Get yourself registered as a free member, obviously. But if you're a real, true number three, I am looking forward to working with you. Welcome aboard this team of entrepreneurs that span the globe. We're excited to have you on board, and it means that you're saying, I don't want to be an amateur who's going to struggle. I want to rise up in a professional level of skill so I can build this diligently, strategically, having a blast working with all kinds of people and helping families have a better life. If that's you, click right now on Events and Seminars. First Steps to Success, Baltimore, Maryland. I will see you there. Do yourself a big favor. bring five people to that training with you. Test the system out. If you have five people there with you, you're going to watch your income explode in the month of April. Don't you feel like you're in line for a great breakthrough for your business and for your life? Then you have to at least show up in the line. You have to at least show up for the breakthrough. The same that's happened to our clients will happen for you. Have five people there with you. How are you going to get them there? Number one, you got to get yourself registered now. You then go to them and say, I'm going, and I'm bringing a group of people with me, and we will set the business on fire. And I am confident. Go check out this website. Watch this video. Fill out this form. Because we are going to break records, and we're going to see things happen, and everyone's going to get a raise that is going to be at that training seminar. I have one of my clients and a personal friend who is at First Steps in L.A. On Sunday alone, she made $15,000. Why? Because through that process of First Steps of Success, because it is a steroid for belief. It's a steroid for skill. It's a steroid for momentum and action and motivation. The people she brought stepped up to a whole nother level and built now and positioned themselves in their business to earn at a high level of income. And she made $15,000 on Sunday alone. If you want that same thing happening to you, my friends, or something anywhere near, maybe $15,000 is too much for you. You want to make $500 on Sunday? Bring five people to Baltimore with you. There's a contest that's running right now. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but we're going to meet with our top 10 promoters of First Steps. The people that bring the most, the top 10 that bring the most, my husband Hans and myself want to meet with you, have lunch with you, and give you a strategy that has exploded business now 2 months in a row. It's a private strategy meeting. The number one person gets a private one-on-one coaching appointment with me. So other than that, my friends, Hans, I'm turning that call back over to you.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Danny. Phenomenal call tonight. And again, folks, we want to get your feedback on the call tonight. If you go to telldanny.com, TELLDanny.com, you can submit your comments, your feedback, and your testimonials on tonight's call. And it will be posted on our website either later tonight or tomorrow. There will be an email announcement that will go out. And for those of you that are free members, you'll actually have access to the replay of tonight's call for up to 7 whole days. After that, it moves to our pro members area. So you have 7 entire days to listen to this call again, as well as to refer people to the website to become free members so that they can listen to the call 7 days to do that. So other than that, folks, want to see you out there in Baltimore. It's going to be an amazing event. You heard Danny talk about it. I don't need to add any more to that. It is filling up, and we're expecting just an amazing event. First time in a very, very, very long time that Danny has been to the Northeast Coast area. And so we're not sure when we'll be back to that region. So you want to capitalize on this opportunity to have to put yourself and your team in front of Danny for 2 full days. So other than that, folks, go to telldanny.com and let us know what you think. And then you can find all the other links on the site there as well. Other than that, good night and God bless.